This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has recorded this year's first human case of West Nile virus, and it's earlier than usual. CPR's John Daly reports.
The case is in a resident from Arapahoe County. Usually, Colorado doesn't see infections until later in the summer. And officials warn more storms, hotter temperatures, and fewer cool nights could mean elevated mosquito activity ahead. Last year was the state's worst for West Nile virus in two decades, with more than 600 people hospitalized and 50 deaths. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Nearly 1,000 Coloradans who had some credits toward their bachelor's degree but had to drop out have received associate degrees. 59-year-old Lisa Johnson started her education journey decades ago. She just received that associate degree from MSU Denver. She says she did it for herself and her children and grandchildren.
I wanted them to know that just because you get older, that doesn't mean that you discontinue your education.
A new state law allows people with at least 70 credits toward a bachelor's degree to be recognized with an associate degree. 56 Colorado governments will get federal cash infusions based on the public lands within their borders. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The Department of Interior says Colorado will get almost $48 million in PILT, or Payment in Lieu of Taxes, funding this year. The money helps cover costs for counties with public lands, which are not taxable. It supports public services like firefighters and local infrastructure. The payments range from more than $4 million for Mesa County to just over $200 for Prowers County. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
This is CPR News.